Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
It's time for our bi-weekly, bi-monthly, we're going to ask John what it is, what the proper terminology is. He went to Stanford. He's smarter than all of us anyway, so maybe he can figure it out, because I don't know. It's time to talk to John Lynch. What's going on, John?
What's up, fellas? How are you guys doing?
Okay, well, so when you do something every other week, is it bi-weekly, or is bi-weekly twice a week, or every other week? Is it bi-monthly? I don't know. I figured you went to Stanford. Maybe you can help here.
I'd call it every other week.
There you go. That simplifies things. Hey, I guess I can go that route. Oh, man. So what's been, I mean, it's plain to see you guys, what your identity has always wanted to be, and now we've seen it. Without the mistakes, you're converting third downs, you're running the football, the defense is looking good. What's been the biggest difference over the last three games? Because when you watch the 49ers now, you're like, well, that's what I think of when I think of 49er football.
Yeah, I just think, you know, execution. Because to do the things we want to do, to run the football, everyone's got to contribute to, you know, you've got to, and that's offensively, that's as a team, you've got to convert on third downs. And so I really think when I look at it and the three-game win streak, I think you go to kind of the money downs, third down, how are we playing? We're playing well on both sides, the turnover margin, how are we doing? Well, we're starting to win that battle. And then in the red zone, I think we're doing well. And all those things contributed to, you know, the style that we like to play. And it all starts to work together. And, that's what complementary football is all about. You know, we talked early about finding our identity. I think we've done that. And, I think that's how we want to play. But we also want to play however we have to win a game. So there's going to be some games where maybe running the ball 40 times isn't possible, even though that might be our mindset going in. We got to show that we can do that as well. But, I do think it's been fun to watch. And I think a lot of different people have been stepping up. And I think we've known all along we're fully capable. And guys have just started making the plays we've always expected them to make. And I'm really proud of this team for kind of pulling it all back together.
It was good to see you last week down at Stanford. Congratulations. They honored you there. For those who didn't go to Stanford, Notre Dame, they honored John Lynch during that game. But, John, I've been dying to ask you this question all week. Elijah Mitchell, I mean, it's an incredible story for this kid. You know, I know he ran 4.33 in the lead-up to the draft, but how does a running back who runs in the 4.3s, has, you know, pretty decent NFL size, and was really productive in college, how does a guy like that slip into the sixth round of the draft?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad he did, though. Yeah. I really am. It's fun, when you have this collective effort, and we really pride ourselves on that of scouting, our college scouts who work so hard. And so there's area scouts, and then there's the national scout that oversees them and our scouting director. But then, you know, it takes coaches a little longer because they're focused on what they should be coaching football, coaching our team. But in the off season, they get caught up. And Elijah is a guy that collectively we all really liked. And as we got together on day three of the draft, you know, we do a thing where every scout kind of stands up and says, okay, of the guys left, who's high on your list? And he's a guy who just kept popping up. And we had really come to appreciate throughout the process. And, I would tell you, because I'm sure a lot of people, well, if you like them so much, why'd you wait till the sixth round?
And so I
would also tell you, I think he's exceeded our expectations. We thought he was a really good fit for what we did. And he had that speed element that we've always looked for. I think sometimes you get helped out by a guy like Elijah didn't run as well. He lost a bunch of weight for his pro day for whatever reason. And I think sometimes guys do that in an effort to run faster. They actually hurt themselves because they lose some of their power. And haven't really talked to Elijah as to why that happened. You know, I'm looking at my notes on him right now. I like him better at 215 than at 201. He moved really well during the season. And so sometimes that can help you find a guy who you think's a really good fit that late. And I'm sure glad we have him. I think one thing for the folks out there, I've got so much admiration for this kid's toughness. He's had a tough year in terms of injuries, cartilage in his ribs in the front, cartilage in his ribs in the back, you know, his finger, he endured a surgery and then is out there, you know, a week later. He's just a really tough-minded kid. He sees the holes well. I love the way he finishes runs. He just fits who we are as a team extremely well.
What does your office look like? How do you have that information right there for the ready to pass along to us?
I just dialed it up real quick. Like, you know, sometimes those things, you got to go back and look at them. And when Larry asked that question, I just said, let's go to the report.
Nice.
And,
nice. Yeah.
John Lynch joining us as he does every other week here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. Your pass game has been a nice compliment to what you guys are doing with the run game. And to me, obviously credit to Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm sure we'll talk about him later, but the job your receivers have done, and I'm talking anybody whose job it is to catch a football, you have a variety of those guys, true receivers or, you know, your fullback and Kyle Juszczyk and everybody in between, but the actual act of catching the ball, I think, has been spectacular over these few weeks, and to me, that's something that is transferable, and you're going to have it, because you don't throw the ball a lot. But when that act is actually going down on the field, the actual receiving part of it is being done, I think, better than we've seen it all year long.
Yeah, and I think you can say if you have a mindset of wanting to run the football, when you throw it, it becomes all the more important, mm-hmm. because every rep's so important. And I'm looking at our depth chart right now. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk, he's starting to play like the guy we envisioned drafting out of Arizona State. He's playing with such tremendous effort. I'm as proud of him or more proud in the run game, the way he's blocked and the way he got under. Patrick Peterson's been a great pro in this league for a long time. Brandon got after him. It kind of unsettled him. And I think when you have that kind of effort in the run game, he's got the ability as a route runner, as a pass catcher. He's just playing really inspired football. Jawan Jennings, when Mo Sanu went out, we said, all right, now it's Jawan's chance. And he finally came to the forefront. He had the opportunities, and he stepped up in a big way. Trent Sherfield's a guy who, you know, early in the year when Brandon was going through his struggles and trying to find himself, Sherfield was a guy who came in and had a tremendous camp. And then it hasn't worked out. But what I respect so much about him, he understands his role, but when he was called upon, I think it was a 3rd and 4, Dantzler, the corner, had his hand in there, in between his hands. He just wouldn't be denied. Harrison Smith's bearing down on him. He knows he's going to get hit. That was a huge play in that yes. game. It allowed for that long drive before we ultimately missed that field goal, but we ate the clock. And Trent's just a really important football player. You know, our tight ends, I think George is George, and I know one of those bust-out games is coming. I mean, I think we've all seen it too much, and so his health is getting better each week, which is an awesome thing. Ross Dwell, he's always a dependable guy. Charlie Warner's becoming a very good football player for us, run blocking, pass catching, special teams. So there's a lot of targets, but all these guys, I think, are making their opportunities count. And I think you bring up a real good point because they're making big plays at the right time, and we'll need that at Seattle.
You know, it's interesting, John. We talked about the run game and how the run game has been fantastic the last three games. You guys have about 500, over 500 yards in three games. But equally as impressive, the run defense is only allowed about 150, 160 yards, somewhere around there. I mean, that's an incredible discrepancy over three games. What have you noticed in the front seven and the way they're going about what they're doing? Because the run defense wasn't as good or as dominant early in the season as maybe I thought it was going to be. This last three games is what I thought we'd see the whole season. They're just shutting teams' running games down.
Yeah, I think it's been really impressive. You know, we're really starting to mesh together well. It always starts up front, and I think DJ Jones, you know, we challenged him early this season. You know, he's always been kind of a flash player that will have a great game and then go quiet. And, yep. You know, hey, we think you have it in him to bring it every game at that. And to DJ's credit, I think he's taken that next step. It happens at different times for different guys, and DJ's always been a guy who we've admired and loved, and I think he's just taken the next step as a football player. I think the other thing, Kinlaw was a big load in our run defense. He disrupted. He was tough to move. And so when he went out, there was a big void. Eric Armstead did a very selfless thing. He played inside at times, but going down there full time, and he didn't blink it, you know, when we asked him to do that. And I think early on, he probably was feeling his way through, all right, what's it like living down here all the time? And I think he's getting better each week, and we saw that against Minnesota. So I think those two guys have been right at the forefront. Kevin Givens started to look like, you know, coming off that high ankle, his game is all about quickness and suddenness and the ability to make plays. And we saw that when he caused that fumble on Dalvin Cook, and between Street and Mo Hurst now coming back, hopefully. I think the front's just really playing well. Ebukam on the edge. Bosa's always good. Bosa's just Bosa. And, Omenihu, the kid we picked up from Houston, he made a huge third down stop. Yep. And so we're getting a big effort from those guys. And then the way they're playing with our linebacking core, I think there's just less space. And early on, it just looked like there was a lot of space, and we've kind of worked through that, and it's all working together. And we got to, that's something you got to stay on each and every week and expect a heavy dose of run from Seattle. That's always who they've been, and as they're struggling, I think that's the way they're going to try to work themselves out. So we've got to stay good up there this weekend.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
I love players who run hard and hit hard, and I just love watching Azeez Al-Shaair. And I saw his college numbers, and I thought, man, why did this guy not get drafted? And then I kind of saw there was an injury that probably caused him to not get drafted. But if you love guys who – if you love the violence of the game, I mean, this guy is an incredibly violent hitter, and he runs hard. Now, he may overrun plays. He may shoot the wrong gap. He's going to look bad at times. But, John, I think he's playing at a near – Pro Bowl level, and I can't keep my eyes off of him. He's going to have the green dot, I would imagine, in this game. How do you think he'll do? And give me your thoughts on his style of play.
Yeah, I love his style of play. Mike Tomlin used to say about players, it's a lot easier to have to say whoa than it is to have to say sick 'em, you know. And so we've never had to say sick 'em to Z's. I mean, he's going to go. And like you said, at times early on in his career, a little out of control. But I think over time he's learned that you can do that and play with tremendous angles. And Azeez is really coming to his own as a player. He's playing smart football. I think a great illustration of that, when Fred went out, we just don't play without Fred. Fred has played so many snaps here. He just doesn't miss. And the times where we've been forced to in the past, there's been a huge drop off when he's gone out. Azeez, we didn't miss a beat, and that's a credit to him, the ability to move and slide down to that Mike linebacker who's the quarterback of the defense. And I think I went up to him and said, man, that's so impressive that he could go in there, and our defense did not miss a beat. He found the ball a couple times. He's becoming a leader on this team, and really, really excited for where his career's going. And I think the thing that he, much like DJ, to find that consistency, you know, to once you become one of the lead dogs, you know, you've created a standard, and now you've got to find a way to bring it each week. And I think Azeez has really grown in that way, and that's been so good for our team.
John Lynch joining us here on the UMA guest line on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. I think we can all agree that the game here against Seattle, you guys should have won it. It was mistakes made that kept you from getting that W. We've seen Seattle struggle with Russell Wilson being back. We've seen their struggles recently on Monday night. So for those who see Seattle and go, man, they're beatable, even in Seattle, it's not the same outfit. Tell people why, and I'm speaking for me, because I think you guys should go up there and handle business, because I believe you're the better team. But tell me why and people why this game is one that's that could be difficult, even if Seattle's in an altered state.
Yeah, I mean, I think even the other night, I mean, I think Washington possessed the ball for 41 minutes, but yet at the end, there's Russell Wilson driving his team down and within a 2-point conversion. And then even then, they weren't dead. They still had a chance at an onside kick. And it just feels like with Seattle, this is a team we have a tremendous amount of respect for. I mean, John Schneider, their GM, and Pete, they've assembled over the years, just really well put together teams. Russell's obviously done his thing. Bobby Wagner on defense. I mean, they're still very good players there. They know how to play. They've found, they've run into trouble. Russell was gone for some time. And they struggled then since he come back, but they're still in every game. And I think that the answer for us is they've had our number. I mean, the last three times we've played them, they've beaten us. And so we got to find a way to go take this game. And we're expecting their best effort. That's all they've ever given to us. And every time whether I was calling a Seattle game, under this regime or now, competing against them, you better bring it, and you better play the entirety of that game to come out with a victory, because Russell, in my mind, had a Hall of Fame career going, and he doesn't go down. You might make some good plays, but you got to play him till the very end of each play of each game. And I think that's one of many reasons why. And we understand the task that we have in front of us, and we're working our hardest to be prepared for that.
Did you ever have a team when you were playing that you knew you were going to beat? Like you had their number and you felt good. Now you might not beat them, but you knew going into the game, like, we own these guys. We know what they do. We know how to beat them, and you feel good about it. And you just know that at some point during the game, you're going to figure it out. And you'll beat that team. Because I always say that's a strong, it's not an indicator for a win, but confidence is a huge thing. And when you have another team's number, like Seattle has had yours, they're going to feel like, hey, we're going to beat these guys because that's what we do. And that's the way they're going to feel about it. I don't know if I can express exactly how that manifests itself as an athlete, but when you play, did you have a team that you guys, whether when you were at Tampa or Denver, that you just had their number and you knew somehow, some way you're going to beat them?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest illustration of that Super Bowl 37, I mean, I think every player on our team would tell you, we just knew we were going to not only beat the Raiders, we were going to beat them good in the Super Bowl. And sometimes that's after the fact, talk. That's how we were talking going into that game. We were just incredibly confident. But I think even back to Tampa in my early days when we weren't that good of a football team, Minnesota had some very good football teams, and up at Minnesota, forget about it. We really struggled, but when they'd come to Tampa, we'd split every year with them, and that's the Chris Carter, Randy Moss, Jake B teams. But we just found a way to beat them. They're 15-1 year. We were the one, and we kind of just had their number, and they couldn't do anything about it. So the only way you do something about it is to do something about it, and
exactly.
That's how you start getting. Yeah, so we've got to. It's obviously something that we understand, that we haven't had a lot of success. And you don't think too much about that. You just think about, you think about us. You think about how do you beat this team and the fundamentals, and that's the right approach. And understand, though, that it's going to be a dogfight, and that it always has been. So we're expecting the same this week.
There's three phases of the game, and you guys are getting it going. I think 30 points a game the last three or four weeks, offensively and defensively. You mentioned some of the new faces. Amenihu looks really, really good this last week. And you're forcing more turnovers, more takeaways. On those, offense looking good, defense looking good. But we all know that the loss to Seattle earlier this year had a lot to do about special teams, and we saw special teams breakdowns galore in this last game against Minnesota. What can be done to, help Hightower's special team units? I mean, because basically the Niners are struggling in the coverage units, the kickoff coverage, a couple PATs nearly got blocked. I mean, how do you clean that up? Because that would be tremendous if you could get the special teams cooking.
Yeah, Hightower's an excellent coach, and he's really good with our guys. We didn't play well the other day. I think we've had a good year special teams-wise. We were not on our game the other day, and you give Minnesota credit, but a lot of the things we can fix. And The one thing is Seattle was always excellent at special teams. I mean, their coach, their coordinator, Larry Izzo, was one of the greatest special teams players that's ever played this game, and his guys come ready each and every week, especially when you play them up there. And, you know, the crowd feeds off them. They feed off the crowd. So we've got to bring it. We've got to be a lot better. I think everything was off. I thought we had some returnable, you know, balls that were punted to us, and we only got a couple yards. I mean, we've got to take advantage of every opportunity. We got to cover a lot better. We got to kick better. So we got to be better in that phase. We understand that, and now we just have to go do it. But I believe we're fully capable of doing that.
I'm sure you would have loved to seen Robbie Gould make that free throw, or not free throw, but field goal at the end of the game to seal the victory. But being that he didn't, can there be a carryover effect of that you guys found a way to close that one out? The defense got the job done, because I think 5 weeks ago you guys find a way to lose that game because you guys weren't in a good way. Now you're playing good football, you're confident, and I just think it being that you had to come up with plays at the end of the game, and you did, and you won that game. I think there can be a carryover from that, but I mean, maybe that's just me. How do you look at it?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think that's big for confidence for a defense. I think back to that Green Bay game, and obviously, yeah, you know, you're going against one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers, and he found a way. But still, the expectation of a good defense is that there's no chance that's just not happening. Yeah. And so I think to go do that can give you some confidence, because it's such a big part of this game is finishing teams, and you have to go do that. You have to go take it from them. And, you know, I think from the way on that drive, you know, there were a couple big tackles early in that drive as they got towards the sidelines. We didn't let them out of bounds. They had exhausted their timeouts because we were of the previous offensive drive. And so we put them in a little pressure situation. Then, you know, pressure on Kirk. Josh Norman, you know, made a real nice play at the end there on fourth down. So I do think that can give some confidence going forward. But, you know, hopefully next time we're never there. Robbie's made so many game winners for us. We got a ton of confidence in him. And I'm sure he can't wait for another opportunity to put a game away.
Maybe if you asked him, he would have just said, look, I wanted the defense to, you know, close it out, and I thought it'd be good for everybody.
Test.
Probably not. Hey, John, we always appreciate it. Best of luck this week in Seattle, and hopefully next time we talk to you, we'll be talking about another W.
Every other week. Love it.
Thanks. Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate
it. Thanks, John.
There you go. Every other week. That's what I'm sticking with.
You know what? If the Stanford guy punts on it, then you go.
We can too. But
there's got to be an answer. There has to be an answer.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.